great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. It's 40 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. G7 foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting in Italy, warning of new sanctions against Iran for its drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, even as Israel appears to strike back overnight. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Israel had been understandably secretive about exactly how this attack would be carried out and certainly when. There was an enormous amount of internal debate in Israel about the scope of this attack, with hardliners wanting to send a strong message of deterrence. But it appears this strike was limited to a military facility in Isfahan in hopes that there would be no escalation.
At the G7 meeting, Secretary Blinken saying,
I'm not going to speak to these reported events. All I can say is that for our part and for the entire G7, our focus has been on de-escalation.
This is ABC News. Nevada's Supreme Court has upheld a state ban on unregistered and untraceable homemade weapons known as ghost guns.
The unanimous ruling Thursday overturned a lower court's decision that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument that the 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was too broad and unconstitutionally vague. Among other things, firearms maker Polymer 80 argued terms like blank, casting, and machine body were not defined. Nevada's Supreme Court disagreed, saying the company's lawyer used those terms in letters to federal law enforcers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And French bulldogs may be America's most popular dog breed, but some shelters say they are now overwhelmed with the beloved pooch. One shelter in Florida has taken in 150 Frenchies in recent months, about one per day. The problem is overbreeding. People try to make money by selling Frenchie pups, and then they want to get rid of the dogs they cannot sell, which often have medical issues because they weren't bred properly. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention parents of high school kids getting ready for prom. Did you know that we have gently used formal clothing at the Creative Outlet? And our clothing is priced up to 75% off the original store prices. Don't blow hundreds of dollars on a formal dress that you will only wear once. What? You say you have dresses like that taking up valuable space in your closets? Bring them in and let us sell them for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, my grace is sufficient for thee, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hannah Whitall Smith told of a time when she was passing through perplexity and questioning. She went to a Christian woman who listened to her entire story and then simply said, "Yes, all you say may be very true, but then in spite of it all, there is God." To Mrs. Smith, it seemed a most disappointing answer. However, my need was so great that I went to her again and again. Always to everything would come the simple reply with an air of entirely dismissing the subject. "Yes, I know, but there is God." I became convinced that my friend really and truly believed that the mere fact of the existence of God as the creator and redeemer of mankind was an all-sufficient answer. My troubles disappeared like magic. I wondered how I could ever have been such an idiot when all the while there was the Almighty God. I have found out that God was enough and my soul was at rest. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, chilly conditions across the region this morning, and it will stay unseasonably cool for a couple of days around here. Do expect more frost or freeze conditions coming up the next few nights as well. Now, we should see a fair amount of sunshine, but kind of breezy out there today into tomorrow. That'll definitely have a bite to it, so be sure to bundle up. Now, we do expect a nicer day on Sunday with slightly less wind and temperatures warming about 10 degrees during the afternoon. Going into next week, Monday looks mild and nice. However, Monday night and Tuesday could be unsettled as the next low pressure system swirls in from the west. That could bring us some off and on showers Monday night and Tuesday, maybe a good third of an inch or so. Behind that, we'll get some sunshine by Wednesday, with some warming expected toward the end of next week. Here's that forecast for today. The frost advisories in the western half of the region ending by 8 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy and blustery, high temperature close to 50, west wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear tonight with another frost or freeze likely. We drop to the upper 20s, west wind 8 to 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy with a high near 50, west-northwest wind between 10 and 20. Heading into Sunday, sunny and pleasant, high temperature close to 60. Monday, partly sunny and mild, low 34, high 64. Showers likely Monday night. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with areas of rain likely, low 44, high in the mid-50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, low 28, high 56. Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and a touch warmer, low 29 with a high near 60 degrees. Enjoy yourself out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is 40 degrees with some sunshine. 51 yesterday. We did pick up 19/100ths of an inch of rain. Morning low today was 36. Record high 85 in 1985. Record low 19 in 1988. Last year's high was 44 and the low 35. Sunset will occur at 7:49 tonight. Sunrise time in the morning at 6:12. The air is calm. Barometer 3010. No precipitation today. And we're at 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time today, sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule, a broadcast today coming up, and Mike Clemens scheduled to join us as well to talk about Wisconsin headlines in sports. That's straight ahead.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school events going on tonight. In fact, today, the Richland Center and River Valley golf teams are playing at Reedsburg. Also, several teams are involved in the Reedsburg Invitational. Track teams from Richland Center and River Valley will both be attending that meet, which gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's plenty of baseball in the area, including Richland Center at home against Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action this evening. And the Ithaca Bulldogs will be taking on Riverdale in baseball this afternoon. We'll have the call of that one. The Bulldogs were 15-1 winners over Kickapoo last night. I asked Coach Dan Clary this morning about that win.
The bats really came alive last night, which was a good sign for us. I think we got as good of a hitting group as we've had, and they've just kind of been quiet for a little while, and so it was nice to see them come alive. I think we ended up with 12 hits last night. So that always gets things going. Once one batter sees somebody get a hit, it just seems to be infectious. So that was definitely a good sign for us.
Yeah, it was good that you got the game in, because it would have pushed back the schedule, and now you can concentrate on Riverdale, which should be a good game tonight, shouldn't it?
Yeah, right. Getting those conference games in on schedule right now is the name of the game. It was huge, just because we're running out of dates to make it up. And we always like to keep as many non-conference games, especially against teams like Riverdale, who you really want to be tested throughout the season. And we know they're going to do that for us. So we definitely want to keep teams like Riverdale on our schedule.
I asked Riverdale coach Kurt Thompson about his team this week.
I thought we played some good baseball. We ran into a really tough team on Monday in Mineral Point. They beat us 6-0, but their starting pitcher pitched very well. We played good baseball. We just couldn't really get a couple of key hits in certain situations and so on, but sometimes that's what happens. But overall, we've had a nice run of games so far.
And unfortunately, the weather takes its toll from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a rough week. We had, unfortunate, you know, however you look at it, we did move the Mineral Point game from Tuesday back to Monday. We got that in, but then we had Kickapoo on Tuesday, too, and Darlington on Thursday, and both those games got washed out. But we did get some good quality practice, and tonight we get to go to Ithaca and play, so that should be fun.
Yeah, this is one of those where I think it's beneficial for both teams to play this game, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. This is it's a big game. Everyone knows it's a local rivalry game. You're only, 20, 25 minutes apart. Ithaca defending state champs, and it's always fun to play. We've been playing this for quite a few years, so we always look forward to it.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 4:50. Other games last night in baseball. Royal 10-0 over Cashton. Lancaster 10-4 over Belmont. Iowa Grant top Potosi Cassville 11-1. In softball, Ithaca was a winner against Kickapoo 6-2. Olivia Young was the winning pitcher, giving up 8 hits, striking out 5 and walking 2. Also, it was Haley Gander giving up 8 hits, striking out 1 and walking 1 for Kickapoo in the circle.
circle last night. Top hitters for the Bulldogs, Ariana Lewis, 2-for-3. Alyssa Muller, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Holly King, Kaylee Newkirk, and Olivia Young each went 1-for-3. It was a win for Cuba City over Riverdale in softball, 12-2. Boscobel shut out Southwestern 4-0. Highland Edge Monticello Nuglaris, 3-2. Cashton over Royal, 12-2. Bowling scores from the All-Star League, series high, Cardinal Glass, 29-34, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 29-23, Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 28-44. Top game, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 1,007, Cardinal Glass, 997, Connie's Dirty Boys, 993. The top series, Elijah Cannon, 100 over average with a 706, Travis Bushley, a 683, was second best, and Lucas Lindvig, a 665. Top game, Elijah Cannon, 268. Travis Bushley, a 257. Terry Wheaton, a 255. Additional highlights, Brandon Adams bowled a 551, 122 over average. Scott Dilley with a 530, 107 over average. Randy Pauls bowled a 635, 98 over average. Thanks to Greg and Amy Shep and everyone at the Phoenix Center for their hospitality and dedication. That from the All-Star Bowling League, which featured the last night of the league last night. Well, also in sport news, the Brewers prepare for a big weekend series against the Cardinals. It will be St. Louis and Milwaukee with the first pitch time this evening of 6:15. Games that were called yesterday, Miami at the Cubs. Played games include San Francisco 5-0 over Arizona. It was Tampa Bay 2, the Angels 1, Cleveland 5-4 over Boston, and Texas 9-7 over Detroit. Sports continues in just a moment.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Joining us live this morning on the line is Mike Clemens, who talks Wisconsin sports. Well, Mike, there's not a lack of things to talk about this week in Wisconsin headlines, is there?
No, always keeps us busy. Always keeps us busy.
Well, the Bucks host the Pacers beginning Sunday night in the playoffs, and it was reported this week by ESPN that, well, they should trade Dame Lillard if they are eliminated quickly, and maybe there's some bad feelings on his part because, you know, they were kind of seeing into it because he didn't practice one day this week. What have you heard, Mike?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, he's coming off an injury, adductor, you know, groin area. He played, was it Sunday night, because he wanted to get some minutes in, and actually didn't quite look like himself. Doc Rivers, you know, was talking to him in the second quarter, like, you know, do you want to take a break? And he got 30 minutes in because he didn't want to get rusty. But he hasn't practiced this week, and, you know, I would think it's injury-related that he's just, you know, trying to rest that up. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you pulled off a brilliant win against the Celtics. I covered that game in person. That was like the best the Bucks had looked in a month or two. And you say, okay, this is it. All right, they know that they've clinched, and they're just trying to rest up a little bit and get healthy. Whatever, they had to do everything they could to beat the Celtics. But you know, Giannis goes down with this calf injury, this soreness thing, and now you know you kind of look the way. You're going against a team, the Indiana Pacers. You played five times. You lost four of those games to the Pacers. Most of those were earlier in the season while Adrian Griffin was still the head coach. You got Doc Rivers talking to Giannis about, so what happened in those games? What did you guys call? Giannis will not be able to play. And, you know, you need everything you have in order to beat this Pacers team. And if Giannis can't play, if Dame Lillard can't play, then there's, you know, these whispers of, like, maybe the Bucks think they made a mistake and they're going to have to trade him. Everything I see is that Dame Lillard is a great team player and an amazingly talented player, a very thoughtful player, the way he breaks down games. But at the end of the day, you know, we've talked about this before. 5 years ago, I would talk about the young Bucks last night scored a lot of points, and because they would run past people. They would run up and down the court. This is an older Bucks team. They're a little slow at times. And that's why, you know, Doc Rivers is also saying, pass the ball more. Don't just go out there and make this, you know, a shoot-around. Pass the ball around more, because on the nights where you're not hitting the three-pointer, you're going to need that. So, nevertheless, it is a huge disappointment what happened this season. And it'll be interesting to see if they can get out of the first round again.
Yeah, hopefully they can redeem themselves a little bit. NBA banned the Raptors' 24-year-old star Jontay Porter this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the pro sports want gambling. You know, they want to be, you know, kind of in bed with that, but then they don't want their players to gamble. So I think we're going to see more of this, aren't we?
NFL and the NBA really got into it just a couple of years ago when, you know, online betting was made legal in a lot of states. And you had big money, advertising money from partners like FanDuel and DraftKings. You could hear a lot of them on, you know, the radio and stuff. And so this 24-year-old kid, Porter, they nail him actually going into a game. And like they used to say in the old boxing ring, you know, taking a dive. I mean, he intentionally did not score. He let some other better know, hey, I'm going to go and dive tonight for a few minutes. So he was able to, you know, make money on that. He also bet on at least 13 times, used somebody else's account, spent $76,000, and made a $21,000 profit on those bets, betting on NBA games. That's why he was in the G League, the NBA's minor league. But that thing about playing in a game and letting somebody know that, you know, you're going to take a dive tonight, that kills the integrity of the game. The NBA had a referee that they found that, you know, was tilting games years ago, and a lifetime ban on this. And remember, you know, the question is, how can you, if you're paying these guys $10 million a year, why are they betting on games? That's not what this kid's making. He's not a very good player, but it's just like you said. If you're going to get in bed with gambling, then what are you going to do? But at the same time, they understand they have to make sure that people truly believe that these teams are out there competing. It's got to upset other players. This also goes back way back to 1963, when Pete Rozelle brings in Paul Hornung, the Hall of Fame Packers running back, and Alex Karras, the great defensive lineman from the Lions, who, remember, later was on Webster,
mm-hmm.
brought them in and said, you're both suspended for a year. We've caught you, you know, betting on games. But that's because Pete Rozelle, gambling back then was the mob, you know, and bookies and stuff. And the Kennedys were going after mobsters then, and it was a whole different area. We do not want anything to do with the mob and our sponsors and CBS and the National Football League. And even a few years later, when Joe Namath is Broadway Joe in New York, and he buys a bar, and, you know, NFL people went through there, and they said, Joe, your place is full of guys from the New York mob. You have to sell your part on this bar immediately, or you're not going to be in the NFL. And he said, well, the heck with that. You know, I can't help who comes in the door, and he quit football for a couple of months. They don't want anything to do with the mob. Well, I guess all the mobsters are hedge fund guys now, so they don't. You know, so that's the conundrum that, you know, Roger Goodell and you know, Adam Silver have to deal with, is that they want that money for their owners. At the same time, they try and have to lecture all these players. You do not bet on games. You do not gamble.
Two players leaving the Badgers in men's basketball. That was kind of a kick in the teeth yesterday when we heard that.
A.J. Storr, he was one of Greg Gard's leading scorers, 17 points, gets into the portal. He gets offers from a bunch of schools, including Illinois. And John Calipari just took that job with Arkansas. He offered as well. And instead, he's going to go to Kansas. And then, a few hours after that, Chucky Hepburn, their other guard, who really came on as a leader, a vocal leader in the Big Ten tournament, who Greg Gard told us after one of the games, like, you know, this is a kid we've sort of been working with. I mean, we told him, like, you're there. You're the guy that needs to take the next step. And he came out that way, both as a vocal leader and an aggressive player. he's basically leaving Phil for money, for this NIL money they have in college now. Name, image, likeness, and a lot of these boosters will say, hey, come on over and you could do my friend's car dealership advertising. Matter of fact, I saw some of the Badgers during the Big Ten tournament, some of the covers they had on the Madison TV stations, they'd take a break, and then you'd see three, you know, Badger players there in their jerseys on the parking lot of a car dealership or in a restaurant. So, well, that's new. Yeah, they're there making commercials. Average players making $1,000, maybe $10,000. At some schools, if you're really a big deal, you can make maybe up to $50,000 or $60,000. You know, one guy told me, though, from the Wisconsin State Journal, he said, you know, most of the guys that are chasing this money are not going to be in the NBA, so they're trying to make it while they can right now in college. But this is just one other headache for these college coaches to try and figure out. I'm going to start losing players because of money? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it might be coming to high school later this year, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, so. that's right. Didn't the WIAA say that they may have to consider it? But, you know, I just saw an interview with the actor, John Lithgow.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to his old high school. It turned it into a special on PBS. And he talked about being a shy kid, but at least we had a great art class, and I could express myself there. And then later the theater department, you know, the band director, he goes, my old high school, there's no full-time art teacher. There's no band director anymore. There's a new program. You know, all those things that brought me out and built my confidence, the choir director, they're all gone. So these schools are strapped for those kinds of things, and as well as the coach, you know, trying to put a football team on the field with all the equipment and costs and travel costs and that kind of thing. So, yeah, the state's saying, well, we got to open up the doors a little bit and find other ways of funding to keep these programs alive.
Yeah, interesting stuff. NFL draft next week, less than a week away. How do you think the Packers are going to go?
The Packers. We kind of thought that maybe they would draft for safety. Then they picked up Xavier McKinney from the Giants in free agency, made him the highest paid safety in free agency this year. Some people had thought that though they would draft another safety or some other needs that they have. And now, though, there's been kind of a theory that Zach Tom is a third or fourth round kid who I happen to tweet out just because I get to watch these guys every day. I said, man, this kid's footwork is tremendous. I mean, honestly, the last time I'd seen that was David Bakhtiari. And sure enough, eventually he became a starter for the Packers. And so he's their right tackle. But people are saying, you know, they're holding on to this comment. You're going to hear some of the commentators say, but Brian Gutekunst once said he always thought this guy should be a center. So that means they don't think that Josh Myers at center is still living up to the billing coming out of Ohio State following Corey Linsley. So if they move Zach Tom to center, that's great. But I get to talk to Brian Bulaga, who used to be at that position at right tackle. He said, are you nuts? I said, first of all, no one wants to move from right tackle to center because playing tackle is where the money is. Secondly, that's the toughest position on the offensive line. So you would put your best guy there. You wouldn't move your best tackle to center. You wouldn't do that. He said they've got something that I don't know about. There's a guy named Luke Tenuta, I think is his name, a big guy that was injured all last year, but he's got tremendous size, and we'll see when he goes in camp. Or do they think that there's somebody that can use one of those top draft picks to address that issue and bring in a rookie like Bulaga or Bakhtiari, whatever, to take over to tackle. But, I mean, Brian Gutekunst is sitting pretty, man. He's got five picks in the first two, three rounds and 11 or more after that. So he's got power to trade up. He's got power to add more and a lot of picks, and he did really good in the draft last year. He took 11 players and, you know, almost all of them started last year. He took 13 players and 11 of them started.
Yeah, incredible. We're out of time, Mike. Always good stuff. Appreciate you calling us today.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it. And I'll be there covering the Bucks game, and you can bet on it. I'll bring you the breast coverage Monday morning.
All right.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
You said something about betting, you know. I think that's legal with poor old media people, I think, isn't it?
I guess so.
All right. Have a good one. Bye. Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Friday's Fresh from the Country is coming up. It's sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance in Richland Center.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We have some brand new releases kicking it off. A well-known song in country music, some 90s country brought back, and they have done that a few times, including Heads Carolina, Tails California, which came back a couple of years ago. This is a new one, Terry Clark and her hit, featuring Ashley McBride with Better Things to Do.
To see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you.
Fresh from the country, Terry Clark and Ashley McBride on WRCO. This week's big mover on the charts comes from Cody Johnson, a song that's been out a little while, and it moves from number 34 to number 26 on the Country Airplay Survey this week. It's called Dirt Cheap.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough, 'cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. Best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to, just like that. The little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Cody Johnson, a song making a monster move on the charts this week. Fresh from the country from WRCO, we'll continue in a moment. And in a moment, we'll pop the question, our trivia question of the day.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Craving adventure on three wheels? Find the best rides for the best road thrills at the Can-Am Test Ride event on May 4th at the Tesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Stop by to test ride a selection of vehicles, receive giveaway gifts, take advantage of exclusive on-the-spot factory promos, and ask product experts all your questions. This is an event you don't want to miss. Reach out to the Tesnik Power Sports in Richland Center today to register for the Can-Am Test Ride event. See you there.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Our trivia question of the day is next. It is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Some trivia for you today. This is in the category of weird trivia. According to a recent survey, 7% of people dip their pizza in which condiment? 608-647-4155. Again, according to a recent survey, 7% of people dip their pizza in which condiment? There you go, 608-647-4155. Here's a new one from Morgan Wallen featuring Ernest.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. On a goodbye ride, but it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls. You wanna take me away and let me on down, girl, with the wild kind of loving you made. For God's sake, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
We have found our winner today. As we say, way to go, Tricia Westfall, who wins some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. According to a recent survey, 7% of people dip their pizza in which condiment? Mayonnaise. Oh, I don't know. Now, we had several guesses for ranch. Now, I'm guessing that ranch would have been a lot higher than 7% because that's kind of become more of a common thing, which is really weird because I remember probably 15 years ago, my kids dipping their pizza crust in ranch, and I was like, ew. But then I tried it. It's actually pretty good. Yeah, so, and I've even done it myself. So ranch is a lot more common, but mayonnaise, not so much. Now, I like mayonnaise on a lot of things, but I don't think I'm going to try that anytime soon on my pizza. There you go. Trivia sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Here's Austin Snell.
Yeah, I think me and God are a little tighter than you might think. I talk to him all the time. He knows that I drink to drown, get lost to get found. It won't work forever, but it's working for now. I empty the bottle and empty my soul. I sleep with the devil. And I pray on the way home. Yeah, I dive into the deep end of every vice like I got a lifeline. She's gotta be the worst one. She drives me insane. She's firing my wings. And sometimes I think I don't wanna be saved. The devil and I wake up alone, kicking myself while I pick up my clothes. I make the same mistakes and I pray all the way home. God are a little tighter than you might think. And I talk to him all the time. Empty the bottle and empty my soul. I sleep with the devil and I wake up alone. Kicking myself while I pick up my clothes. I make the same mistakes and I pray on the way home. Make the same mistakes and I pray. on.
We'll be back with this week's number one most played country song coming up next.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you a passionate educator ready to lead the way in elementary education? The Riverdale School District is searching for a dedicated individual to serve as the 4K through 6th grade principal starting July 1st, 2024. As principal, you'll be the driving force behind the elementary school's educational programming, student outcomes, and behavioral expectations. You'll lead by example, fostering a collaborative environment among staff and prioritizing student success. They're seeking a candidate with outstanding communication skills, a collaborative spirit, and a commitment to excellence. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're ready to make a positive impact on young minds and shape the future of our community, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26, 2024. Join them in making a difference in the lives of students at Riverdale Schools. Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is 42 degrees. The winds have already picked up to 15 miles per hour now here at the radio studios. A reminder that free milk and cheese will be available Saturday from 9:30 until gone at Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center at the seminary door. The Little Lamb Closet will also be open at the Park Street door. Going on this weekend, Blue River Cemetery cleanup will be held Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. All are welcome to spend some time at the Blue River Cemetery picking up limbs, pine cones, and blown about flowers and boughs from over the winter. Eagle Badgers 4-H will host a brat stand tomorrow from 11 until 2 at Bender's Foods in Muscadet. And going on this weekend, the Richland chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby is hosting a presentation by Bob Lindmeyer, Senior Chief Meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison. Solving the Climate Crisis will be held Sunday at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. Everyone is invited to attend. This week's most played country songs across the land. Number 5, Burn It Down from Parker McCollum. Number 4, Tyler Hubbard, Back Then Right Now. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late is at number 3. Sam Hunt makes a move to number 2 with Outskirts. And after being in the runner-up spot last week, this week's number 1, Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church and Man Made a Bar.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, the man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. She needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art.
Number 1 this week, Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO-FM Richland Center. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and we're putting the wraps on our morning session. We'll be back your way with some community conversation on The Morning Show, following our news update at 9 o'clock. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing.